Welcome to the Hot House. Today's sermon is going to come from our gospel reading, which we just read, where Jesus feeds 4,000 people miraculously. I will remind you of something I've said before, but Jesus is the most famous human being that's ever lived in the history of mankind. And it wasn't just because of what he taught, because when you have thousands of people around you and you don't have a microphone, they can't hear what you're saying all the time. It's because of the miracles that he performed. And dare I say that if he didn't perform miracles, we wouldn't be talking about him this morning. This is what people saw, and this is what convinced people that he was who he said that he was. And so this morning we see one of his miracles, the feeding of the 4,000. And I'm going to walk through it with you, but just to give you a little background, Jesus has just left the Decapolis, and the people that are following him are not Jewish. The people who are following him, are Gentiles. And they've been following him for 3 days now. And it says in the story that Jesus shows us what he's feeling. He doesn't always do this. But in this passage, he shows us what he's feeling for this crowd. He says in verse 2, I have compassion on the crowd. And why does he have compassion? Because they're hungry and they have nothing to eat. And they've been following him for 3 days. And so at the very beginning of the story, we see the compassion that Jesus has for the people who will come to him and follow him. And particularly those people that maybe don't follow him. Think about this for a minute. The people who were there were not good church-going people. They didn't have it all together. They were made up of pagans, idolaters, and people who didn't even know, you know, God the way that the Jews did and had that sort of worship that had been established in the Jewish traditions. They didn't have any of that. And so when they're coming to him, Jesus sees this crowd and he has compassion on them. And what he sees isn't perfect people. What he sees is hungry people. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. See, it's not about having it all together. It's about having a hunger and a desire for God, which God implants in us. It's one of these things where if we take the first step, God will take the second and the third and the rest. And when you get to the end, you'll realize it was he who took the first. It's God in all things. But these people were following Christ, hungering for him. And this is an image of the spiritual hunger of the world. And never have I seen it more clearly in all of my life than you can see it today. The hunger for a righteous life, the hunger for being loved by God, for finding and experiencing purpose in our lives, it's so lost. And I imagine that Christ has compassion on us this morning in the same way he had compassion on this crowd, because the people of this world are hungering for something true and something authentic and a spirituality that's real. It's one of the reasons I love Orthodoxy, this beautiful, rich tradition that's 2,000 years old that feeds the people Christ. And so Jesus Christ shows his compassion for the people. Secondly, not only his compassion, but his provision. What do the disciples say? What do they always say? The same thing that I probably would say. How in the world are you going to feed all these people? You don't have any food. We're in the wilderness. We don't have anything to feed them. And what does Jesus call them to? He doesn't call them to understand everything. Have you ever noticed in your life, you don't always understand everything that's going on? He doesn't call us to get it. You know, this is a walk of faith. It's not a walk of knowledge. Now, I'm not saying it's an uneducated faith, but it's still faith. And so Jesus' provision comes because the disciples decide to trust him. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know how he's going to figure this out. He told us to do this. This is what I'll do, right? So the disciples go out. They get 7 baskets of fish. Notice the number 7. I think that's interesting. The number 7 in the scriptures is the number of perfection. You know, every time we see 7, the image there is this image of perfection. And so they have 7 baskets full. This perfect moment is about to begin. And what does Jesus do? It is the same thing that we do in the Mass every Sunday. He lifts up the bread before the Father, and then he begins to break it and hand it out. And miraculously, the bread doesn't end. As a matter of fact, not only does it not end, but they have to go clean up the leftovers when they're done. And how many baskets of leftovers were left? But 7. Because it was the perfect miracle by the perfect God. Now, the provision of Christ is this love that Christ shows to sinners. Now, when I say sinners, what I mean, Christ died for real sin, right? Not this fake stuff, not this pretend stuff, the real people that we actually are. Christ dies for them and provides for them. And so we see this provision that he gives to people who don't understand who he is, who don't know exactly what's going on, but are enthralled by what he's saying and what he's doing, and are moved for more. And Christ provides for them. As St. Paul says, God shows his love for us in this. Yet, while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. And so, what Christ calls us to, in order to satisfy our hunger, is a life of faith and trust in him. Not a life of knowledge and understanding everything and getting it all, but to just move. And so the people moved, and so Christ pours out his love upon them, and he feeds them so much they can't eat anymore. Their cup is overflowing, right? They can't, all right, look, enough bread. I have enough. That's enough. I can't eat anymore. And this is how God works, right? This is my third and final point, is that they ate and were satisfied. There is a satisfaction that the heart longs for that we seek to find so often in this world, in material things, in relationships with each other. And all these different things, we seek to satisfy this itch or hunger inside of our heart. But what we find in our passage today is that when Christ fed them, he satisfied them. And it's an image of the hungry sinner who's looking to be satisfied in the deepest part of his soul, in the deepest part of the humanity, of our humanity, to be satisfied. And satisfaction comes through divine love. And God is love. And so what this is an image of is us being fed as the flower receives sustenance from the sun and turns and follows the sun. So when we turn and follow the S-O-N, the sun, we are fed and we are satisfied. And that satisfaction doesn't mean our life is perfect. It doesn't mean we have it together. It doesn't mean that everything goes well. What it means is that in all of that mess and the reality of life, which is chaos, in it is this calm, because in it is him, the Creator. Our greatest need, our greatest desire, our deepest longing, it's not for a full belly. Although that's what we pursue so often, it's for a full life. The fullness of life, and Christ is life. To walk toward Christ is to embrace the fullness of life. To walk apart from Christ, away from Christ, is to walk away from life. And there's so many people we see that are walking dead people, lost. Completely lost in the marketing and advertising in this world, and the electronics and the gadgets and the work and the all of it. Just this big, loud noise. They're lost. But our greatest need is for a full life. And this is what he offers. So remember, where he fed them was in a desolate place. And some of us may find ourselves there, maybe even this morning. This place that we call the wilderness. The images of a loneliness. Of a place where there's not a lot of sustenance to be found. And it's in that desolate place and in that wilderness where Christ fed until the people were satisfied. And so we come to him at this time, and maybe it's not us today, maybe it'll be us tomorrow, but at some point we'll find ourselves there. Even as a priest, I find myself there from time to time. And we remember that that's where Jesus fed the 4,000. We remember how he fed them. Not because they knew anything, just because they said, I'm going to follow Christ. I'm going to walk with him. And Jesus had compassion on them. And I promise you, and I'll conclude with this, whatever it is that's going on in your life and whatever it is that you've done in your life, Jesus will have compassion on you too. And it will be the same compassion with the same riches and depths of his love, which is infinite. And you'll find in that the satisfaction of life and the peace that comes from knowing Jesus Christ, not just as Lord, but as Savior, as friend. And so I pray this morning that as we offer this liturgy, that we'll remember that in that desolate place, we return to him for our sustenance and the fullness of life. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, for truly God is one. Amen.